Thankfully, the passage of the intelligence bill doesn't mean Americans have to give up their God-given right to instigate violence. In fact, with new technology, it's never been easier. Samantha Bee has the story.
John Lockwood of San Antonio, Texas, is an advocate for the disabled, and he's determined to level the playing field for the handicapped.
Disabled people don't need me fighting for them, but I do want to give them the opportunity to do something that they would have the right to enjoy.
He can't help them walk again, or hear better, or see, but he can help them with this.
There are disabled people who would like to hunt, and we would like to give them the opportunity to do it.
So he created LiveShot, a website with live streaming video from a rifle-mounted camera that he hopes will soon allow anybody with a high-speed internet connection and a credit card to hunt by remotely controlling this killing machine.
So they'll be hunting real live animals?
Yes, exotic animals.
Real live exotic animals?
Yes.
It's a dream come true for the disabled and hunters everywhere.
I think internet hunting is a disgrace to the sportsman and also the sport as well.
Have you considered the benefits of internet hunting?
I didn't know there were any benefits to internet hunting.
Maybe you're into nip slip galleries. You can keep those up while still waiting to take down your quarry.
And there are so many more advantages. It's user-friendly.
No, it's not working.
No, it's not working. Put the gun down and let's try it with your hands.
Oh.
Rewarding.
Come to mama, little lamb. I'm gonna blow your head off.
And,
okay, is that, I mean, I know that nothing could possibly go wrong with the system, but what is going on right now?
That's the new camera that we got. I don't know what the heck it's doing. This is the first time I've seen it do that.
Okay, that seems like, okay, I'm sure it's fine. I'm just gonna start shooting.
It's just plain fun.
Oh my God, look at me. I'm doing it with my eyes closed. This is so easy. I love this. What am I shooting at?
This innovation will open a whole new world of killing to the disabled. But other disability advocates like Kirby Brown question Lockwood's motives.
John Lockwood's motives are primarily to make money.
John Lockwood just wants the disabled to be able to hunt.
No, he's not doing this to help the disabled. We take disabled kids hunting all the time. We have programs to take kids hunting. We take physically challenged kids hunting, mentally challenged kids hunting, mentally disabled.
You teach mentally disabled kids to hunt?
Darn right.
What do you mean by mentally disabled children? Because when I say it, I mean children with some kind of cognitive impairments.
That's what we're talking about, children with cognitive impairments.
I know our time with you is limited, so let's move on. You teach mentally disabled kids to hunt?
We've taken kids that are blind hunting.
You take blind children and arm them with guns and bullets.
But it's a very controlled atmosphere.
Do the blind children hunt the other children?
Oh, absolutely not.
Despite all the criticism, John Lockwood finds comfort in knowing he's fighting the good fight.
It is very frustrating to have people say that you're wrong when you know that you're trying to do the right thing for people.
In fact, if this technology takes off, it will have numerous applications. From the 7-Eleven security cam...
Hey, you! This is not a library!
...to the nanny cam. All thanks to John Lockwood.
You want to give people who don't have a voice, a voice.
Exactly.
And a weapon.
Yes, if they use it for hunting or target practice.
And ultimately,
it couldn't be safer.
What the f***?
I'm sorry, I thought you said it was disarmed.
Thank you, Samantha. We'll be right back.